What up, everyone? Today I'm going to talk about what to do, or what I do at least, to survive an economic collapse. Now, first and foremost, guys, I'm young. I'm 30 years old, so I actually haven't been through a full-on economic collapse historically. I was young. I was in eighth grade during the 2008 recession. My dad was in the medical industry, so while we did feel the pinch on a lot of things, there was some inflation, there was loss of employment. I did feel that it was tight for a little bit in time. We were able to weather it pretty well because my dad was in the healthcare industry. But there were a lot of people I know that kind of lost a lot, lost their second homes, lost their, I didn't know anyone that lost their first home, but a lot of people had to kind of downsize and reduce some of their exposure. So these are the things that I do. So first and foremost, and we all have our opinions on this, maybe I'm wrong, but it works for me. I can sleep well at night. That is having $0 in debt. There's a really good feeling you get when you wake up and you don't have to owe anybody anything in this world. It really is one of the best feelings. I love it. It's just you don't feel like there's any baggage. You don't feel like there's anything that you have to go to work for. You're working to build wealth. You're not working to pay off current liabilities. So I would say that right there is the biggest thing I would recommend doing if we go through an economic downturn, a recession, or a depression, is getting rid of all of your high interest rate debt and even considering paying down low interest rate debt. Because think about this. If you lose your job, you still got to make payments. The whole point of what we all want to get to one day is debt freedom, or not having any debt. And by paying off it actually really helps. Now, the next thing I want to say is this: having excellent credit. Now, you may ask, well, Paul, you're kind of contradicting yourself here. You're talking about getting $0 in debt, but also trying to get excellent credit. What's that about? Well, there will come a time when you do want to tap a line of credit down the road. And for example, let's just say interest rates go back down to 3%. You want to buy a house. You finally are positioned to do so. Well, if you have bad debt, you can't do that. And so I'm not trying to contradict this statement from the last one. It's just something that doesn't hurt. If you can have good credit or bad credit, might as well try for the good, even if you're not going to tap it. And the best part is, if you really need to, you can, and you can do so at a lower cost of capital. The next one is having multiple income sources. This is probably the one I lag the most on. I have dividend income. I have a few other investments as well, as I try to optimize my work, my job, and try to have second options if needed. But kind of maintaining multiple income sources, whether you're just trying to get referral links or do some jobs on Fiverr, or if you're trying to actually work a weekend job, this is the time to do it during an economic recession, because things start to tighten. And if you have more capital, you can invest more and you can get better bargains and better discount deals. The next thing, and these are the most important things, and again, none of this is financial advice, but look at not. I'm not saying get the paper stuff like the SLVs, the IAUs, or I'm not telling you to get GBDC or FBTC or IBTC. Get physical Bitcoin from a place like Strike. There's a referral link below if you want it. Gold, physical gold through AppMex or JM Bullion, as well as physical silver and dividend stocks. These things, they all, and some better than others. We haven't seen Bitcoin in a recession yet, but with gold and silver and dividend stocks, we know that they're able to weather the storm better than most things. And I think if we do go through dark times, the government has to print a lot of money or take on more debt. You want things that are hard, things that maintain cash flow and or their spot price pretty well. So those are kind of avenues to take. Maybe don't put a big percentage of your portfolio, maybe just 10% in those avenues. But the point is, you're thinking about ways to allocate that can help protect you, not face downside risk. So the next thing I try to focus on to try to survive an economic collapse is getting friends and family close to me trusted, they need to be trusted people, but try to get them prepared. Align with them. What are we going to do if things hit the fan? Have a game plan. Maybe draw a map, get some walkie-talkie, some emergency food supplies, you name it. But I think oftentimes people are not prepared, and if something bad happens, they're kind of SOL. So how long does it take to put a plan together? An hour, maybe two? And then you just keep following that plan. And that's the thing here, is just to have the optionality to be prepared rather than biting the dust and kind of facing the hard times because you're not looking ahead at the worst case scenario. The next thing I look at is having more than one passport and friends and family in another country. Now, I think it's easier to get friends in another country. Sometimes your family is your family, but try to find ways to have another avenue or location to go to outside of the U.S. For example, we saw in 2020, a lot of countries, they said, you can't do this, you can't do that. The only people that were free to move were those that had second passports. And it was very, very difficult to fly to new locations because of the restrictions on travel. So I always recommend having that passport, that Plan B passport, but also try to associate with people in other places, because that way you have another location to go to if things hit the fan in your country. Physical cash on hand is another important one. And I know, I don't have the perfect number, maybe 2 grand or 5 grand or 10 grand in physical cash. Remember, it's a melting ice cube. It's going down in value. But I will say this. When stuff hits the fan, banks, they may not have the money on their balance sheet to be able to pay out all depositors. So you want to be in a position to where you could actually go to the bank and withdraw, or not have to go to the bank and withdraw. You have it already. So having physical cash on hand, don't put too much, don't have too much, but have enough so you're prepared in case something happens. The next thing would be crafty survival skills. Take some survival lessons, get some emergency food, some survival supplies. You can buy that stuff on Amazon. Ammo. If you do believe in the Second Amendment rights, you do have a weapon, maybe buy a couple cases of ammo. That stuff tends to last pretty long, and it tends to actually hold its value pretty well over long periods of time. And then the last thing, and the most important thing, is to align with your girlfriend or your partner or your husband, wife, on what you're going to do, and be aligned. Don't just kind of panic when something bad happens. Make a game plan of what you're going to do, because a lot of people tend to overreact when times are really, really bad. And as long as you go in through a level-headed approach, that's the best thing to do. So overall, these are the things I highly recommend looking at. Get out of debt, get the best credit, get the multiple income sources, have things that the government can't debase as easily. Bitcoin, gold, silver, dividend stocks, friends and family, physical cash on hand, and lastly, having those survival skills. That will mean the world of a difference. Learn to garden, learn to can, learn to do all those things. I do think there is a point where it could be too excessive doing all that stuff. But guess what? If you put in 15 minutes to 30 minutes a week and something bad does happen, at least you're prepared, right? Whereas if you never think about it, you go to the grocery store one day and all the canned foods are gone and all the meat and produce are gone. What are you going to do, right? And I'm not trying to think doomsday, but I'm trying to think, guys, anything can happen in this world. I mean, we've seen it over the past 5 years. Things can get crazy. So be prepared. Think ahead. Get that plan in place and you'll be set. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this one, guys. Please be sure to have a good rest of your day. I'll stay in touch. Stream some sats. Like it, favorite it, comment, repost it. You guys mean the world to me, and I'll catch you in the next one.